You're listening to SBS News.
This year's Dark Mofo opened with an intricate traditional dance and ceremonial walk through town, ending at the Homestate Nipaluna installation. Hobart transformed, encouraging visitors to reimagine the city as it was thousands of years ago before colonisation.
So my name's AJ King. I'm a Bidjanbaw Waka Waka man, born here in Nipaluna, Hobart, country of the Muwahina people. We're here today in the Homestate installation, which is part of Dark Mofo 2021, and really been fortunate enough to collaborate with Fiona Hall and a large mob of Aboriginal people to create something that I believe is pretty amazing. Enables people to really think more deeply about the presence of the old people that once lived and walked on this country.
Artist Fiona Hall was cautious about creating an installation for Dark Mofo when earlier this year a piece calling for Aboriginal Australians to donate their blood was criticised and pulled from the festival.
So I was sitting on the fence about my involvement, but still having meetings with the Dark Mofo team, and they offered me this shopfront to install work in.
She offered the space to the Tasmanian Aboriginal community, and together with AJ King, the shop was transformed into Homestate Nipaluna, filled with burnt timber, sand, dirt and replica of an ancient hut. AJ King again.
They walk into the space and there are our women sitting inside this hut doing the same things with a little baby wrapped in a possum skin, you know, doing culture, doing the same thing our old people were doing here, you know, a long time ago.
Restaurants and tourism operators are welcoming the return of Dark Mofo, with many businesses using the festival as an opportunity to embrace a darker side. Ollie Lancaster is one of the co-owners of Dana Eating House.
Try and, you know, do a bit of a dark twisted sort of spin on what they do already. So, yeah, we've loved playing with the branding and making it a bit darker, a bit more edgy.
Hobartians are eagerly enjoying everything the festival has to offer.
But it's great that we can get out now and everyone's got behind it this year, which is great.
Yeah, it's really good vibe. Nice to enjoy some local produce and support the local economy.
But the state's border is still closed to visitors from Melbourne. Luke Martin is the CEO of the Tourism Industry Council of Tasmania, and he wants Tasmanians to snap up the tickets and hotel rooms abandoned by Melburnians.
Yeah, look, timing's everything. So the fact that it's been ruled out for this week gives a chance for businesses to process cancellations. Tourism operators right across Tassie, given what we've gone through the last 18 months, they're very pragmatic, they're very philosophical about the reality that we're having to deal with these sorts of disruptions.
Dark Mofo organisers say they'll use the success of this year's festival to shape the future of the event, which is always evolving. Sarah Maunder, SBS News.